arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. We're happy to have you here and very happy to welcome to the show Lori Loftus, who's going to tell us about a lot of fun stuff going on at BG Plaza and the Shadow Mountain Golf Course. There's brunches and music and all kinds of stuff. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm great. How are you doing this great spring day?
Great. It's a wonderful, beautiful day, isn't it? Yeah. So tell us, you've got so much going on. BG Plaza, art, jewelry, designer clothing. There's an Easter brunch coming up, Shadow Mountain Golf Course, music. So give us a little bit of the lowdown of what's coming up the next couple weeks.
Exactly. Where to begin? So much fun to be had in this season. I am helping mom, Lindy Beegee, with Shadow Mountain Golf Course and trying to get all my musically talented friends to show up there and all the music lovers of the desert. We have brunch for Easter coming up. So if you have not checked out the Birdie Bar and Grill at Shadow Mountain Golf Course, open to the public, great breakfast menu 7 days a week, all the time, beautiful view. So you need to check that out. Mm-hmm. But for brunch, we have a special menu so we can graze anytime between 10 and 2 with build your own omelet bars and a barbecue station and fresh fruit and live music. And we're going to put some models out there sauntering through the tables and live music with Ron Greenip. And I'm inviting some of my artist friends to display their wares. So the entire family, whether they have their grandkids in town, we have the Easter Bunny out there and doing putting where we put prizes in the eggs that you put for. It is going to be a carnival of fun. So you get to test out everything. And the putting course that I'm talking about, if you haven't heard about it, it's called the Flamingo. It's an 18-hole putting course. All talents, even if you've never played golf before, can have a really fun time out there. And really experienced golfers can play. It's not putt-putt golf. It's undulating real grass greens. And anybody can have a party out there and go out and enjoy the beautiful scenery of what we have here right in the heart of Palm Desert. So that is going to be a great way to check out everything. But we have lots going on over there with the restaurant now. We have weekly entertainment. Mm-hmm. Monday, I sing with Phil from 4 to 6. On Tuesdays, we do taco and bingo. On Wednesday, and I expect to see you there soon, Bonnie. On Wednesday, Doug McDonald comes in and jams with all the artists that come into the desert. That's at 4:30 to 7:30. On Thursday, we have open mic. It's all early stuff. So 4 to 7, you can go out and see other entertainment or be home early. It is a great way to check things out and meet people from this community, because whether you're coming here for a week or a month or you're a regular here year-round, we've got this great little gem over there right up San Luis Rey where it intersects in Ironwood. That's the Shadow Mountain Golf Course. A little bit up the street from tennis. So there's no gate. You can come right in any day of the week. We've got it going on up there.
And I have to tell you, Lori, I've actually been there twice to sing with Doug. I was there this past Wednesday. Yeah, it's fabulous. It's fabulous.
I missed it. Well, that is my only day off, but I'm going to be there this Wednesday because that's really fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's fabulous.
Did you try the food?
I did.
Rave things about all the things on the menu. So it's a place where I'd like everybody to come hang out.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I had the fish and chips, and last time I had a cheese quesadilla. The food's really good, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And where the band is this past Wednesday, it was so pretty. It's open. It opens up to the patio, and you see people drive up on the golf course, and it's carts. It's really nice. It's a lovely, lovely spot, and the band's terrific. Doug's great. And, yeah, I'll probably be back Wednesday. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, that's the beauty of this place, because we have the Flamingo area where you can have a private party or come for putters on Monday. If you want to join a group at 2:30, you can sign up and they put you in a foursome and they scramble. That's always a lot of fun. And then the pavilion area that's open, and then the birdie bar. So weather permitting, we can go inside, outside, and flow with whatever we need to do for the day. So it's really exciting to have that. And, you know, I have BG Plaza over here, too, that were used to be Venus de Fido, and we have that great event room, and we have events coming over here in the Salt Cave over here, and we just have a lot of stuff that we'd love to share with everybody. So I'm very honored to be on the show and have you share it with your listeners as well.
So tell me about, your mom, Lindy, by the way, Lindy Beege, who is a wonderful animal advocate, a loving all animals. She's done such great work in the Valley for years and a wonderful person. Does she live at Shadow Mountain? How did she and you get involved with the Shadow Mountain Golf Course?
Well, we live in South Palm Desert in the neighborhood that is, you know, feeds into that course. Mm-hmm. And it was semi-private for years, and she's been a member of that golf course and has many friends that have been members. And it was being threatened that it would be sold and developed. And she bid for it and actually wasn't the highest bidder for it. And boy, is it had a lot of deferred maintenance, but that's a whole nother story. But we put our heart and soul into it to try to refurbish it for our community. So us two ladies are heart and soul and over there. So everybody in the neighborhood can keep it that community place where it's our Cheers bar. So we wanted to keep it like that.
How
so
great is that?
Our attempt to give musicians a place to play and families with their four-legged friends a place to play and golf. It's a Gene Sarensen golf course, so of course that's top rate, and we're the third most affordable golf course in the desert.
Wow.
So if you want just starting out or you want to walk a course and get your steps in, we'll let you walk that course. It's nice and flat. So just to me, it's like the perfect fit for us local women to do something good for our community.
We're
enjoying it.
Girl power. I love that. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, I know you're really in two questions. You're really involved with the whole fashion end, both BG Plaza and the art, jewelry, clothing. Tell us about your connection with that, and tell us a little bit about your singing. I know you sing as well. So tell us about how
well,
your background.
Singing is a passion. As you know, when you're performing, your heart and soul and all your thoughts are right there in the moment. Mm-hmm. And when you have so much going on in your world, that is healing. It's such a great therapy. And it was really cute. I did open mic last night and some young girls got up to sing and they weren't drinking. And I'm always teasing because it's happy hour when it starts that you need to drink your courage. And I told them, I said, you know, that applause and acknowledgement for getting up and sing, that is intoxicating. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. So for these youth that can't drink, please applaud them. And for me, the whole singing, the whole entertainment thing, it's healing.
Yeah.
It's feeling good and healing, whether I'm doing it or giving someone else the opportunity to do it. And that's why I'm in that lane for entertainment. It's a healing thing for everybody and myself. And then in the fashion, when I was running everything over here at Venus de Fido, the fashion thing just seemed to fit me. And I never was a perfect-bodied girl, and I always wanted to look good like all those other girls. And so I learned how to dress myself very creatively, and I wanted to share what I knew with people. And I have an artist background with colors and fabrics and theater, and so I was able to just intuitively put things together, and everybody got complimented when they got out when I put outfits together for them. For me to go to market and find these gems and represent designers that are designing clothes for real women, not just mannequins,
because
not to shame anyone with a perfect figure, God bless you.
Yes.
You can go online and order stuff day and night, and it usually will fit. But anybody who wants to, you know, accentuate things and hide others, it's not so easy to buy things online. So that working with a stylist and hands-on, it can change your world. So that's my high from doing that. And so I've kept my designs. I'm bringing in more unique stuff instead of size runs, and I brought the shops on San Pablo. I had to change my name because I'm not on San Pablo. I put it back in that called the BG Plaza building instead of Venus. So rebranding, a lot of connecting the dots, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. So I'm just going to leave it. Lori's Unique Boutique. I'm over here in that plaza 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, opening the plaza so you can see the plaza over here and see the event room and experience the Salt Cave. And there's all kinds of spa people over here that are renting out the spa wing. So I have estheticians and massage therapists and hair and nails. And we're going to breathe the life back into this building again, too. So lots to do.
Fabulous. All right. I want to just go back to the brunch one more time. So Sunday, March 31st, reserve your table between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's $45 for members, $60 non-members. Art and fashion, live music, tableside, his and her fashion, Easter egg, prize putting. To RSVP, 760-346- 8242. And again, check out Shadow Mountain Golf Course. There's so much going on all week, as you said, music, golfing. Wednesday's the jam with Doug McDonald. I'll be there. Thank you, Lori, so much for being here. And thanks for all you're doing here in the desert. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You are an amazing person, and we are blessed to have you in this desert. So I love tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Lori Loftus, thank you. And we'll see the rest of you the next time on the Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.